各位听众，现在播送流行美语。李华正在家里批改中文班学生的考卷， Larry 来找他。今天李华会学到两个常用语， flunk 和 lose sleep over。
这两个学生啊又不及格了，这个学期啊他们已经是第三次考试不及格了。
What? You're flunking them? I thought I told you to go easy on your poor students.
你在说什么啊？ Flunk them? 什么是 flunk?
Flunk? I said you're going to flunk the students. That means you're going to give them a failing grade.
Oh, flunk 就是给他们不及格的分数啊。那你还真说对了呢。你看看他们的考卷，这能及格吗？
Eh? Let me see.Whoa, that guy even wrote his own Chinese name wrong. If he can't get that right, he's almost definitely going to flunk.
就是嘛，连自己的中文名都写错了，我只能给他不及格了。等等 Larry, 你先是说我 flunk 这些学生，给他们不及格，现在又说他们自己要 flunk, 这到底是谁要 flunk 谁啊？
The word flunk can mean both to give a failing grade to,as well as to fail a course. So if you flunk that student, he will flunk the class. Got it?
我懂了。Flunk 既可以指给学生不及格的分数，也可以指学生自己考不及格。Larry, 你自己是不是也有过不及格的时候啊？
What? No way. Well, almost. Actually, I almost flunked my first beginner's Chinese class, but I managed to pass with a C.
我的天哪，你只拿到 C? 你呀，八成和我这些学生一样懒散不认真，我要是你的中文老师绝对让你不及格的。
Hey, I did my best. My first Chinese teacher even tutored me on her own free time. If it weren't for her, I would have flunked.
那呀是你运气，老师愿意帮你补课。我也愿意帮这些学生补习啊，可是他们经常连课都不来上，我能怎么办啊？
They don't come to class. What a couple of idiots. Well, go ahead and flunk them then.
我真的不知道该怎么处理那两个学生的成绩。
Yeah, I'd go ahead and just flunk them. Don't lose any sleep over it. They deserve it.
你要我别怎么了？睡不着觉。你在说什么啊？
When I say lose sleep over something, I mean not to worry about it a lot.
你这么说啊我就懂了。Lose sleep over something, 就是说你非常担心某件事而到了睡不着觉的地步。Larry, 你真以为我会为这两个学生担心到失眠啊？
Of course not. When we use this phrase, we're just exaggerating. I know you won't really lose sleep over something like this.
原来 lose sleep over 是有点夸张的说法。我啊虽然还不到失眠的程度，可是有的时候我真觉得当一个老师压力好大，有好多责任呢。
Most of your students seem to be doing pretty well, right? You aren't losing any sleep over the other students, are you?
没有啊，我有一些学生啊是非常聪明，也很用功呢。
That's good. That means the other two students are just irresponsible. There's no need to lose sleep over them failing your class.
对了，就这两个学生有问题，他们不及格啊，也是他们自己的责任。Larry,我听说你前几天回绝了一个工作机会，怎么回事啊？
That? Oh, I'm not losing any sleep over that decision. I just don't have time for that job. I had no other choice.
没事就好，时间太紧张啊，就别再给自己增加负担了。